Kevvie Walters joins us. G'day, Kevvie.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? Did you watch the game for a vote in Greece somewhere, did he? Or
He got back Thursday, Friday.
I got back, Kevvie, and watched the footy on the weekend, mate. I didn't have a great time while I was away.
No, I'm sure you didn't, mate. It's horrible over there. It's over there.
Oh, mate, sensational. Had a ball. And I missed you guys. I missed talking to you every Monday.
Yeah, good on you, mate. I didn't get any phone calls from you, though. I thought I might have got something.
I was going to, but then just lost my way.
Right, buddy.
What did you make of the Broncos yesterday? More importantly, the Eels were great, but the Broncos, mate, that's their biggest ever loss.
Yeah, very humiliating, actually, to be honest with you, particularly everyone that supports the Broncos. You know, it's just disappointing in every aspect, semi-final, everything on the line, and they, didn't come up with too much. I mean, Parramatta were good. Let's give them some credit, but that's what you expect this time of the year, is teams to be hitting the button, hitting the push button, the go button, and that's what the Eels did, and the Broncos had no answers for them.
What are they going to do, mate? I mean, they've got everything covered except for the spine. What are they going to do, Kevvie? Open market? Do they go and buy someone?
Well, TK, to be honest with you, I think it's unfair, for guys like, David Fifita, Payne Haas, to be carrying this club. That's what's happened in the last month of football. They've virtually picked the Broncos, the whole team, up and dragged them over the line. And these kids are 19 and 20 years of age.
Correct.
It's unfair for that expectation on these young kids.
Yeah, it's not up to them, mate.
No, but
why are things going to be any different next year if there's not a change in that spine?
Well, they've got to have a good look at themselves, and obviously they will, from the top down, and see how they get things better. Is there any room in their cap to shuffle players around? Those are things we don't know, mate. But there's going to have to be some change, certainly, for them.
Darius stay on, Kevvie, or do you have a tough conversation with him?
Yeah, but
he's got to stay on, Laurie. He's not going to go anywhere. He's already said that.
Mm.
But, I wasn't a big fan of moving Milford to fullback, I've got to say. I know it had its little bumps in the road and little spikes where Milford was, injecting himself. But he's a 5'8 every day of the week for mine. Okay. And for them to pull him out of that position, I think that was the start of their downfall. Mm.
Yeah, well, the Broncos and how they react better than anyone, and in particular the people up there in Brisbane that support them. What's the mood like and what are they saying?
Oh, yeah, well, they're under a lot of pressure to... Well, the board and also the players themselves. I mean, they got to take a lot of responsibility, the players, for their performance yesterday. Mm. Matt Gillett's 200th game for the club, and those milestone games are normally one that you play with a lot more pride, or it just put that little bit extra in. And that's the disappointing thing. And there'll be some soul searching up here, and they'll be heavily criticised, and rightly so. I think it's the worst loss in Premiership history from 100 years of rugby league in a semi-final. It's on their shoulders. So, they've got a lot of soul-searching to go to. How do they fix it? How do they turn around? Well, I don't know. Everyone's got to have a good hard look at themselves and see how they can get better.
All right. Another one of your former clubs, mate. We'll be a little bit brighter here. The Canberra Raiders. I mean...
Yeah.
Although you're pretty close to the Melbourne Storms.
But... Yeah, well, we're very fortunate. We've had our involvement at three of the great clubs. Broncos not so great this year, but the Raiders. I feel really happy for Ricky Stewart and the whole Raiders, whole Canberra side, actually, because they've had some tough years and a lot of things that didn't quite go their way. And I really enjoyed Ricky's honesty in the press conference about the playing group that he currently has. And that's your job as a coach, is to get the best out of the players that you have, and he's got some real talent there, and they're playing their best football when it matters. So I take my hat off to Ricky Stewart, and I've called a couple of Raiders games this year and been around the team, I guess, a lot more, get on the coattails of these winning teams, and you could just feel the spirit amongst them all throughout the season, of the happy club that they are at the moment. And I guess that comes with winning, but it's been a great turnaround for the Raiders, and let's see if they can get into that grand final. I think they're every chance of getting in there and also winning it. It's been a great performance from them.
What about Parramatta yesterday? We spoke about how good they were against the Broncos. And obviously, you know, they've got to come up against Melbourne in Melbourne this weekend. Yep. Mm. I think they're terrific value, Parramatta at $3. I think the Melbourne Storm may go out in straight sets, given the way that Parramatta play. And I think that style of footy will trouble Melbourne.
It certainly will, Laurie. I agree with you 100%. But I don't think they'll get the time and the space that the Broncos provided for the Parramatta pack. And particularly the Storm coming off a loss. Bellamy will do a really good thorough review of their game. Cameron Smith, to me, is the key. You know, he is all the time for the Melbourne Storm. I just think that he was a bit off his game the other night, Cameron Munster, that their big go-to players were just a little bit off. And it'd be rare for those players to put back-to-back games together like that. So, I think the Storm can win. But, gee, they've got a big challenge in front of them with this Parramatta side heading to Melbourne, you know, full of confidence. And the Eels, wasn't it a couple of years ago in a semi-final down there, they really stuck it to the Storm and nearly beat them as well.
Do you think Craig will make a change? Because as silly as this sounds, Pappenhausen's been terrific, all right? He's been great, and he's added something to that Melbourne Storm side. But I don't think as a team they've gelled in attack with him being there. Use it halfback. I'd nearly be inclined to put Croft back into the team and keep Pappenhausen off the bench and move Hughes to the bench keep Pappenhausen in there. But I think they operate better with Croft there than what they have with Hughes in the halves. Would you think they'd look at tinkering that, or would you tinker it?
I certainly think they will look at doing something. What that is, well, it's a tough one for them. It's not like it's an easy decision for them to make. Brody Croft, played some good football for the Storm, but they moved him out for a reason, that they wanted to get Pappenhausen into the starting side, which then moved Hughes, didn't it? And Jerome Hughes isn't a genuine number seven. That's pretty clear.
No.
And for Munster to do his best football, to play his best football, he needs a genuine seven inside him, or someone who can organise and get things rolling, because that's the way Munster plays his best football. And just at the moment, that's not happening either. So, some big decisions to be made by the Storm. But Craig Bellamy, very experienced coach. They've got some wonderful experience down there. But, Parramatta, I think you said they were $3.
Yeah.
Is that right at the moment?
Yeah, $3.
I might borrow 100 off your TK and I'll put them on Parramatta, mate.
Sweet. You can have 200. Hey, Kevy.
Ryan will be broke. He's been on overseas.
Yeah, mate.
He's got no money, Kevy.
Skint, mate.
No money. Yeah, I'll be borrowing.
mate, give me a little bit of an insight if you can, mate. Brody Croft, it can't be talent holding him back and out of the side. Does he get ahead of himself, or can you give us a little bit of a snapshot? I don't want to cast any aspersions on him.
I'm not sure, to be honest. I mean, I was a little bit surprised when he wasn't omitted from the side, but I think that was more because of Bellamy wanted to get Pappenhausen into the side somewhere because of his form, off the interchange. So, I just think in a couple of those tighter games when Croft was in the seven jumper, maybe things didn't work quite how they wanted it to work, particularly on that right side. I mean, Felice Kaufusi is one of the best ball running back roles in the game. And I just felt that he wasn't bringing the best out of Kaufusi, and maybe that was the change as well.
Okay.
It's a tough one for Bellamy, but he has got some good options, hasn't he, around that. So, well, the Storm will no doubt sort it out. They've got some pretty good minds down there, some smart minds as well, and they'll sort it out, no doubt.
The Roosters were very impressive against South Sydney. In your mind, they're still the favourites?
Well, they are, certainly. They haven't hit their straps. They're still not playing for the 80 minutes, the Roosters, and that was evidence again in the second half of that game against South. I know that they get a bit complacent, but I think they can be challenged. I still think this premiership is wide open. That's one thing that I do believe. After the weekend, South Sydney were poor, really, weren't they, in their performance. They can get a whole lot better. Burgess back in the side, no guy this week. So I still think it's a pretty open, for teams to get into the grand final. And actually, who's going to be our premiers? Obviously, everyone's got to tag the Roosters, but they haven't put a performance together yet that convinces me that they're going to be the premiers.
This is a really tough one for a coach too, Kevy. I put it to Laurie earlier on. Sam Verrills has been terrific in the hooking position for the Roosters. Jake Friend apparently is going to be available. I mean, he's obviously got the week off, another week. What do you do there?
Oh, Jake Friend, number nine.
Yeah, we're all the same as Laurie, yeah.
Every day of the week. Yeah. Well, we're a bit unfortunate with Queensland this year as well. He was injured throughout the Origins. He started the season magnificently. He did. And, you know, and then he got injured. So he missed all of the Origin series. And then he came back for a couple of weeks.
I remember his first game back was against the Dragons on Anzac Day and was close to best player on the field.
Yeah, best player on the field. And also, his leadership. And I know the Roosters have got, you know, some good, strong leaders. But, gee, he handles the ball more than anyone in that Roosters team, that number nine position does. So I think that's an easy decision for Trent Robinson. And, you know, that young Verrills is a good young player, but he's not yet at the level where Friend is, you know, in every aspect of the game.
So you've both convinced me, you two veterans, because
my
Jake theory Friend is every like, day of the
so cricket-wise, you know, if, say, an incumbent goes out, the bloke who comes in scores 100, that's good, because, but that's what he's supposed to do. So you go back to the incumbent.
You
so I'm with you.
Yeah.
And particularly with the training methods that all the clubs have these days, he won't skip a beat that way with his fitness or anything around any of that. So, he'll be wearing a nine. That's guaranteed.
Oh, you're wise men. That's why I'm glad to be surrounded by you guys.
Given what you saw on the weekend, Kevy, and Manly were terrific against the Sharks, and you know they had plenty of players out injured, and we're probably only expecting Marty Tapau to come back into that Manly team, and they've suffered so many injuries this year, and they're taking on South Sydney. Yes, things can change between now and you know, Friday night, but who do you like in that South Sydney Manly game?
I'll take South Sydney. I think they've got, with Burgess back in the side, and Gagai, you know, I think they were well underperformed. So I think they were still a bit wounded from the week before that match against the Roosters. That was a pretty physical game, and they won that game. So it's hard to say, but maybe they were just a little bit off with, you know, their preparation some way. I know it's a semi-final and a big game, but, you know, I think Wayne Bennett, the master coach, will have them back. You know, it's a pretty easy turnaround for them to be beaten the way they were against their arch rivals. Mm. There's plenty of motivation, I would have thought, coming out of South Sydney. I give Manly a chance, certainly, given what they've done all season. They've been very consistent, but I just like South Sydney with Burgess back in the side.
Mm. Okay, so let's confirm you're tipping the other one. Storm $1.40, Eels $3.
Yeah, I'm going to borrow some of Laurie's money, and I'm going to put that $200 on the Storm, and I'll borrow 200 of yours, TK, and I'll put that on. How does that sound?
Sounds
Storm,
expensive.
Storm will win. The Storm, when was the last time the Melbourne Storm lost two games back-to-back at Aiden Park? I think that was a long time ago. So I'll take the Storm.
Good on you, mate. Always great to chat, Kevy.
Yep. Good on you, TK. Great to have Laurie back on board.
It is good.
Good to speak to you, Kevy. I'll catch up soon, my friend.
Good on you, champ. Well done.
See you, buddy.